5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take five before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Less chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
What have you bought most in your life and used the least?
Bananas.
Really?
I was going to say some kind of produce.
Bananas. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, bagged salad. I never eat them. I used to buy them all the time.
Do you think you'll buy one again?
No. No, I finally stopped. But when I was, before I was married, when I was living by myself, I would go to the store every week and be like, yeah, this is the week. This is the week I'm going to start making salads. But I don't really want to exert too much effort, so I'm just going to buy the pre-bagged one. And like clockwork, every week, right in the trash. Take the old one out, throw it in the garbage, put the new one in its place. And be like, tomorrow I'll have my first salad.
I do that with bananas. They're cheap. And from now on, every day, smoothies. I'm going to have bananas and strawberries every day.
Oh, the bananas, camper vans for me.
Camper vans.
Okay,
that was a big one.
I have used, I have not used 100% of them that I've ever purchased.
Joe, mine would be acoustic guitars.
There you go.
Yep. So far, one is a real joy. Yet I still won't let the kids play with it. They might break it.
Yeah. Never touched it.
I mean,
don't break this thing I never used.
Is it an expensive one or is it a first act? You know,
I don't know. I bought it from an old guy at a sale on the side of the road where it looked like a yard sale, but he only was selling guitars.
Oh.
And I bet it's very nice.
It's pretty nice. I think Johnny Cash played it. I'm not sure.
Probably.
Kelly, what do you buy that you never use?
Certain pairs of shoes. I'll buy certain pairs of shoes, and I'm like, ooh, these are nice because they're on sale, and it's not the season for them. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, man, I've always wanted a pair of blue heels. Oh, man, these are like electric blue. They're so pretty, and I'm describing a pair of heels in my closet right now that are so pretty, and I've never worn them.
Why not, though?
I don't know. Right, mainly because I don't even wear heels anymore. Right.
It's probably because up until now you didn't have a cool guy with a motorcycle.
Yeah.
So you should commit to wearing them. Within the next 7 days.
Or a boyfriend who wasn't insecure when you're taller than them.
Yeah, there you go.
Shout out to my ex. She sucked.
It could be that, too.
Well, I have a similar problem. I brought home some dress shoes a while ago, like a few weeks ago. And Kayla said, I said, do you like these? And she goes, yeah, I really like them. Are you going to put them in the closet next to the pair that's exactly like it with the tag still on?
Yep.
And I went in there covered in dust. It wasn't exactly the same pair. But it was exactly the same pair.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, you couldn't find a difference other than if you turned it over and they were made by different companies. Probably the same company, and I probably paid more for one pair than the other because one name brand was higher.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. Yeah, I've been there. It sucks.
Yeah. That was...
It does suck.
Embarrassing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Steve, what about you? Is it Jeep Comanches?
A lot of truck parts.
In addition to the salad?
Yeah.
They say, here is their list. Cookbooks. People buy cookbooks and then don't look at them because recipes are online.
Been there. Done it.
Home gym equipment. Absolutely.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay, Hot Wings, how's that treadmill?
Still functional as far as I'm aware.
Still treading. Dusty as hell.
Last I knew, it still worked.
Journals and daily planners. I think those often, you're like, turning over a new leaf.
Yep. Yeah.
Oh, man, I love my journal. I just filled my daily planner. I have a small one, and then I have a large one that's up on my wall. And I spent 2 hours yesterday. I was supposed to shower. I'd cleaned. I told my boyfriend, I was like, by the time you're over here, I'll be showering, ready to go. I was still filling out my calendar.
What? So you have it on your phone, but you got to write it on a paper document that you don't take with you?
I have it on my computer. I have it on my phone.
Wow.
I have it in my email computer as well, or email calendar. I also have it on the paper calendar, the big one that nobody buys anymore.
Like I'm the only desks?
Yes, but I hang it up on a wall. And
that
so,
is one of
and
the nerdiest things I've ever heard.
Wait, wow. So for you said you had it on your phone mm-hmm. and your computer.
Yeah.
You don't do them individually, though, do you?
No, like they share.
Okay, I was going to say.
Amazing.
Like,
yeah.
Because they all sync.
They do, but there are some things that don't sync on mine for some reason. Like maybe I've accidentally said if it's coming from my Gmail, don't put it in there.
Unchecked a box or
yeah,
something.
And I can't figure out what I unchecked. So I have to check both pretty regularly to make sure my appointments are on one or another, which is also fun because then you play that game of, did I cancel this? Is that why it's not on the other one?
But then you've kind of memorized it.
Yeah. But then I can look on my handwritten one and wow. I know for sure. Wow. My doctor's appointments, the FBHW stuff for the show, I always do in red. If it's a kids'
Mine's
weekend
green.
With my partner,
yeah.
The
yeah,
my
I mean,
trash
got,
and recycling,
yeah.
That's green. The kids are orange. Airbnb is pink. I love it. And my personal stuff is black.
Oh, man. Like your heart.
Yeah.
The other thing they say people buy but never use, filing cabinets. Most people only store their journals they bought to be more productive in their filing cabinets. Specific appliances, the breakfast sandwich maker or the hot dog or the toaster that only cooks hot dogs and buns.
Yeah.
Those, yeah.
Yeah, I've done that. I still got my, what was that fancy crock pot that everybody had?
Instant pot.
Instant pot. Yeah, I have that. It's never been used.
I know. I keep telling you, I'll take it. I'm not going
to
buy it, though, because
no,
it's
just
it's depreciated
it
in
I
value.
Because you
sitting
want
there.
It.
Being untouched.
Joe gave me
some value.
The one he bought, and we use it fairly regularly.
Yeah, so, it was a gift. You're welcome.
That was the nice thing to do, unlike who's not using it, just doesn't want Kelly to have it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Not for free,
I mean, otherwise, I'm going to have an Instant Pot size availability space in my cabinet.
Put your bananas down.
I don't want to do that.
Somebody wrote in and said, I had no idea bananas were used for anything more than house decorations because I never eat them either.
Yep.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.